I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about snatched from the fire. This idea, God has brought us out of the fire. He snatched us out of the iron smelting furnace, is one of the phrases that's used in the book of Deuteronomy. And we can begin to do the same for others. We're going to get into this here a little bit more, but first we're going to pray. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still and do the other half of prayer, to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for snatching us from the fire, transferring us into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. We've been released from darkness. We've been snatched from the fire, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But that forgiveness has to flow. That grace has to flow through three levels. We have to receive it from God. Just a simple, you know what, God? Thank you. Thank you for that. Receiving his grace and forgiveness and mercy. Letting it flow through you. We have to learn to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves and putting all the pressure on ourselves for the ways that we've missed it ourselves. Taking that pressure off of yourself. Think of the idea we're going to talk about today, an iron smelting furnace. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I felt like I was in an iron smelting furnace, just the pressure on me. Learning to take that pressure off of ourselves and then begin to take that pressure off of other people as well. Snatching them from the fire as well, as we're going to see in the book of Jude today. Giving other people the same grace and love and forgiveness, which means what? We got to release some things. Things we're holding against ourselves, just like God has done for us. He's rolled it all away. We have to learn to release some things from ourselves we're holding ourselves holding against ourselves. Release some things we're holding against some other people. Let them go. Let those grudges go. Let those ways that they've wronged us go. And then we've got to begin to magnify that light. We can begin to do that through gratitude and focusing on what's going well. So take just a second here, writing down a few things. What are you grateful for over the last 24 hours? What are a few things that you are grateful for over the last 24 hours? And what steps forward have you taken over the last 24 hours? What progress did you make over the last 24 hours? Often we get caught up looking at how far we have to go, and it becomes discouraging and overwhelming as we look at all that we have to do still. But when you look back at how far God has brought you, you can gain some encouragement from that. And you can begin to focus on what's going well in our lives. We can begin to focus on darkness, or we can focus on light in our life. The more we magnify that light, the more it begins to show up as the fruit of our emotions, coming out of our mouth, showing up in our thoughts, in our mind, in our imagination, based on what we're magnifying on the inside. So let's talk about our emotions. Peace and joy. God has given us his supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. He's given us his joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. This supernatural peace and joy is supposed to be flowing in our lives, but it's like a light switch. It's either on or flowing, or it's not. And it's usually all dependent on where I'm putting my focus. What am I magnifying in my life? I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in my faith, that I'm magnifying God. I'm focused on him, that he loves me, that nothing's impossible for him, and that he's bigger than the problems. Often we get focused on the problems and begin to magnify the problems, and it begins to steal our peace on the inside. And I like to think of joy as our indicator of presence, that we're living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with us, not living in regret over the past, not living in worry or dread or anxiety over the future, because our hope and our trust and our security about the future are in God. He's gone ahead of us already. He's given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And he's already gone ahead of us. And we can stay in the present moment and begin to execute the things that we know to do today. Not that we're fuzzy on, not that we're uncertain on. We can begin to execute the things that we know to do today. We can give God our vision and dream and plans, and we could do it together with him. And then give those things over to him, turn them over to him. And then stay in the present moment and execute the things that you know to do and focus on doing them the right way, with a good attitude, with cheerfulness and peace and joy, because we're trusting that God is with us. And one of the feelings that you'll feel is this feeling of confidence, not confidence in yourself, but confidence in what God can do through you. That's how we execute the right way, which leads us to our next step. What do you know to do over the next 24 hours? If we're going to make a plan for the day, what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? There might be some things you need to get done, some things you want to get done, some things you feel God is prompting or stirring to get done, maybe some things you've been procrastinating on. What do you know to do? And begin to execute those things. Now, it might look like there's more on your plate than you could get done in a day. If that's the case, give it to God. Say, God, I need your help with this. You're prompting me to do these things. I need your help to execute these things and get it done in an efficient and timely way. And you'll begin to do that and take the first steps. You'll find that oftentimes when you do it with God, what looked like was not enough time in a day to get everything done, it'll be more than enough. You'll get it all done by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and have extra time to spare, because God is with you and nothing is impossible with him. And then what's the most important thing God has been teaching you or training you in or speaking to you over the last 24 hours? Every day, just taking a few minutes to get still, to reflect back on the day, to get present with God, just to sit with God and listen to him. The book of Proverbs chapter 8 calls it waiting in the doorway, listening for him. Blessed is the man who listens for me and waits in my doorway. Waiting for him as he begins to give you corrections and adjustments to what you're currently doing. He begins to speak to you about new things, new visions, new dreams, new directions for your life. What is he speaking to you? And then make sure that you are writing it down. Recording your journey is one of the most important things you can do in your walk with God. Just recording your journey consistently. You get into this habit every day, tuning in, listening, following his leading, following his voice. He's going to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. I'm just reading last night, Psalms 118. There's a verse in Psalms 118 that says, I was hard pressed. I was in a hard pressed place. Maybe I needed to be snatched from the fire. We're in a time of year right now in August where it's hot. There's a lot of pressure. You may feel some time pressure right now. You may feel some pressure in your life. You were in a hard pressed place. Psalms 118. But God delivered me into a spacious place. We were in a hard pressed, bound up place. But God delivered us into a spacious place. So let's take a look at this idea of snatch from the fire. I got up this morning. I'm like, God, what are we talking about today? And all these verses about fire kept showing up. We're going to take a look at a couple of verses from Deuteronomy and this verse snatched from the fire that is in the book of Jude in the New Testament. So let's start here. This is Jude chapter 20 or Jude chapter 1. It's only one chapter. Verses 22 through 25. It says, be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Now to him, to God, who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. So it says here, be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. We're going to see here in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Actually, let's go to that and then we'll come back to this. But we're going to come back to this idea of snatching from the fire. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. I was reading this morning. It says, but as for you, this is God talking to his people. The Lord took you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace out of Egypt. So he released us from darkness. What were they doing? They were slaves making bricks, all treated the same. They were treated harshly. They were treated ruthlessly. We were doing a Bible study on this with my kids the other day. They're treated harshly, ruthlessly. What does it mean to be ruthless? It means to see, to have Ruth means that my daughter asked this question. What's it mean to have Ruth? If it's ruthless, what does it mean to have Ruth? To have Ruth means to have compassion, to see somebody in need and to have compassion on them. To be ruthless means they saw somebody who was struggling and they just made it harder on them. That was what the iron smelting, they had just this tremendous pressure on them. But as for you, God took you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace. He's released us from that, brought us into the kingdom of his dear son, to be the people of his inheritance as you now are. Then it says later in that chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 4, has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire as you have and have lived? God's voice can begin to speak to us out of the fire. Think about the burning bush with Moses. God speaking out of the fire. When God is up on the mountain with Moses, he's speaking out of the fire. Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of the fire as you have and have lived? So God has brought us out. He snatched us out. I'm going to go back to the verse from Jude here. One of the things that stands out to me is the word snatching them from the fire. I ran a personal training business for a long time. And we would do an exercise called snatches. It's one of the Olympic weightlifting moves where you take a weight from the ground and you snatch it up over your head in one swift movement. Now, there's a saying in the weightlifting world that the snatch is the fastest lift there is. It requires a lot of speed. You can't lift as much weight, but there is a ton of speed involved with the snatch. So to snatch something from the fire is to do it very quickly and to jerk it out of there. God has done that for us, and we can begin to do that same thing for others. What do we talk about? Receiving from God, giving that same grace to ourselves, and doing what God has done for us, giving that same grace and mercy to other people. Snatching them from the fire. How can we do that? Begin to give them some grace. Take some pressure off of them. Teach them what you're learning about God. Bring them along with you. Now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. So we're going to take communion over this. Just as receiving this from God, communion is a powerful time to just have a marker in time where we receive promises from God. Receiving, number one, that God has done this for us. Speaking to us out of the fire, snatching us out of the fire, bringing us out of the iron smelting furnace, out of a hard-pressed place to a spacious place, into the kingdom of his dear Son, to the kingdom of light. And we can begin to do the same for others. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread. We just thank you for your great love for us, that your love has been shed abroad in our hearts, that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things, that you're able to keep us from stumbling and to present us before your glorious presence without fault and with great joy. We just thank you for it, Father. We thank you that your love for us is steadfast and unfailing, and nothing is impossible for you. We thank you for this bread and what it represents, and we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Now, the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect. He can keep you from stumbling. He can present you before God's presence without fault and with great joy. He snatched us from the fire, and we can begin to do that same thing for other people." Begin to just simple receiving that from him. Just thank you. And then letting it flow through us to other people to snatch them from the fire as well. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread and just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Think about that. The forgiveness of sins that brings us out, releases us from darkness, snatches us from the fire, brings us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, the spacious place. He's able to present us without fault and with great joy in God's presence, that we can have this covenant relationship with him and to know him more and more. Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents. I just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. How do we do that? Keep your eyes fixed on the things above, that God is working continually for your good. Let his grace begin to flow through you to other people, doing continually good for them all every time. Every time you see opportunity to do good, take it. Set that intention in your heart. Every time you see an opportunity to do good, you're going to choose to do so. And I believe as you do that, you're going to begin to snatch others from the fire as well, just like God has done for you. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.